Well, once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. Great to have you in that listening audience. We're going to be talking about faith today, but before we get into the message, just want to give you a brief update on what's going on here in Africa. I'm coming to you from Kenya today, and we praise the Lord. We've been getting a lot of rain, and so the people who live off the land, the subsistence farmers, are very happy. Their maize crops are coming up. Their bean crops are coming up, and so we praise the Lord for that. There are many places in Kenya that are suffering from drought still and suffering from food shortages, and so we pray for the whole country to be covered by rain and the surrounding countries as well. Uganda and Tanzania supply a lot of Kenya's food, and so we pray for rains to come all over East Africa and to bless the land, bless the people here with an abundance of rain. And we have 25 children at the children's home, and we are getting them in school. Not all of them are in school yet. We still need school fees, if you would pray about that. And we also have a great church having Acacia on Friday nights, and then our Sunday service and Wednesday midweek service. And so we invite any of you who would be interested, come to Kenya. Have a look at our orphanage project. Have a look at our church. And if you have a ministry capabilities, you could minister some. Maybe we'd hold a conference or do something along that line while you're here, or work projects, whatever you like. And so pray about that. Maybe you could come to Kenya as the mandates for travel and vaccines are starting to relax and people are starting to come back into the country. So today we're going to be talking about faith, and faith is a big subject. It's a great subject. And the whole Bible actually is about faith. Going back to the early chapters in the book of Genesis, we see the story of Noah and how he built the ark. And that is one of the tremendous stories of faith in the whole Bible, one of the tremendous examples of faith in the whole Bible. And Noah, of course, was asked to build this huge boat over 400 feet long. And if you have been to Kentucky and seen the ark there in Kentucky, you might have an idea how big this ark was. But anyway, this is one of the greatest examples of faith in the whole Bible. And so faith is a part and parcel of the Christian walk. It's a part and parcel of everything that we do as believers and also as non-believers. People have a certain measure of faith as well. But as a believer, you are called to use your faith in a way that glorifies God, in a way that expands the kingdom, propels the kingdom, moves the kingdom of God forward here on this earth. We'll be talking about that here in just a minute as we go, that faith, there's different measures of faith for the believer and different measures of faith that can be activated and put into use to propel and move the kingdom forward. So in Matthew 18, we're going to look here about faith that moves mountains. Somebody had brought a demon-possessed young boy to Jesus, and the disciples were not able to cast the demon out. And so Jesus, in verse 18, it says, Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. And then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, why could we not cast it out? And so then Jesus starts on this teaching about faith and how you can cast out demons and do other exploits for the kingdom if you have the faith. And Jesus then says in verse 20, because of your unbelief, for assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. And so Jesus is saying you don't need a big measure of faith from the natural point of view. You just need the faith of a mustard seed, which are those of you who have planted brassicas, you planted cabbage, you planted kale or turnips, you know that seed is so tiny, it's about the size of a, if you take a black pen, a Bic pen, and you put a dot on the paper, that's about the size of a mustard seed. And so it's a very tiny seed in the natural. You can't imagine how a big kale plant or a big collard plant or a big mustard seed plant can come from that little tiny dot of a seed, and yet it does, and it makes a big plant. So Jesus is saying, if your measure of faith is as big as that little dot on the paper, that you can move a mountain by saying, move from here to there. Well, what is Jesus saying? He's saying you need faith to cause things to happen. You need faith to cause things to happen in the natural, to cause things to happen in the spirit world. And if you exercise that faith, mountains will move. And so I'm speaking to people out here today. Maybe you have a mountain in your life of financial difficulty. Many people, especially in the last few months, the last year, with all the inflation, the rise in prices of gasoline and food and all the necessities. We have it here in Kenya as well. Rampant inflation. Things have been up probably 30 to 40% in the last 4 months. And so if you have faith to move that mountain of financial difficulty, God will open doors for you and God will provide for you. He is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord of provision. And so just believe. Keep thanking the Lord. Maybe you don't have a job today and you desperately need a job. I pray in the name of Jesus that a door will open for you to have a job. And if you don't have a job and you don't want a job, you need to correct your thinking right now and start to look for a job. Start to think that you need to provide for yourself. Take responsibility for yourself. Prosperity starts with work. Prosperity starts with getting out and finding something to do. The Bible says, if you don't work, you don't eat. That was the Apostle Paul's dictum or direction for people that he was ministering to. Even the Apostle Paul, all the time he was ministering, he was also a tent maker. And so he believed in working. He believed in providing for himself and taking responsibility for himself. And I urge you also to do that if you're not doing that in your life. But you have to believe what Jesus is saying. The reason the disciples couldn't cast that demon out, they didn't have a strong enough faith to cast it out and believe that when they spoke the words to that demon, the demon was actually going to go. And beloved, it's not your power, it's not our power, it's not my power. When you cast out demons, when you pray for the sick, you believe that the power is sufficient. And when it comes from Jesus Christ, when it comes from the blood of Jesus, whether it's to cast out demons, to pray for the sick, or to get out and find that job, believe that God has a job for you. Some of you may be waiting for a spouse. You may be waiting for God to provide someone for you to be your helpmate, and believe for that. Start believing. Start thanking Him. Go out. Ladies, go out and buy a pair of men's trousers and hang them up in your closet. I believe God will bring a man to you. And so when you believe with faith, with great faith, that God can provide, that God can do, that God can create, that God can heal, all of those things that we are still believing in and worshiping a miracle-working God. We're believing in and we are worshiping a God who can heal, a God who can do great and mighty things. What is impossible for man is nothing for God. It is possible for God, and so He has the key to your success. He has the key to your spiritual growth. Some of you are believing in your life that God will open up doors for you to minister. You don't know how it can be. Well, I tell you, if you pray and you thank God for opening up doors, He will open up doors for you. When I started to preach, there was no churches that I could look to get a job. I have an engineering degree, which wouldn't go very far in applications in the church. And so when I first started to preach, I was hungry to learn about the Word of God. I was hungry to preach and share God's Word with other people. And so I started looking around, and the Lord opened up the door for me to preach in the prison, first locally and then prisons all over the state. And I've preached in Colorado, different places. And so that door became open because I believed that God had the power and the love for me, and it was His desire to see me preach the Word. It was His desire to use me. Delight yourself in the Lord, Psalm 37:4. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. And so the desire of my heart was to preach the Word. And so He opened up the door for me to go into prison. And beloved, I got to preach so much in that prison. It was just amazing. The first year I was preaching 3 services. We had services on the minimum side, services on the medium side, chapel service on Sunday. And so God just opened up the door, and I got to preach as much as I wanted to preach. And it was a blessing to me. It was a blessing to the inmates and a blessing to the kingdom. And over the 15 years that I preached in the prison, I was able, by the grace of God, to preach about 2,000 services in the prison. And that was a glorious thing. It was just glorious. And all that time, I never even cared about getting a church job. But the Lord opened up that door in the prison, and I found my home, my preaching home, there in the prison. And it was a glorious opportunity. So if you believe with all your heart that God can do for you what you're asking Him to do, if you have that faith of that little mustard seed, you're not going to move the Rocky Mountains. God has those where He wants them, and that really isn't your territory. That isn't your authority to try to move the Rocky Mountains. But if you have mountains in your life, speak to that mountain. The Lord says, if you speak to that mountain and you tell that mountain to move, maybe you have a infirmity of some kind, something that is afflicting your body, afflicting your mind. Maybe you have an addiction that is tearing you down and tormenting you, addiction to pornography or some kind of drugs or alcohol. Speak to that mountain. Say, Lord, I'm speaking to that mountain of alcohol abuse. I say, in Jesus' name, it shall be moved into the sea. It shall be taken out of my life. I speak to that mountain of the addiction of pornography. I say, in Jesus' name, by the power and the blood of Jesus, I speak to that mountain of pornography. It shall be moved out, and it shall be moved into the sea. If you will do that, be persistent and diligent in your prayers, and if you will do that, you will find that you have freedom and you will have deliverance. Things will start to happen in your life, and you will start to enjoy the freedom and that walk in the Spirit that God has ordained for you. Well, what exactly is faith? That's a big question, and there is an answer in Hebrews chapter 11. If you turn over to Hebrews chapter 11, the Apostle Paul, who I believe wrote the book of Hebrews, he says in verse 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Well, we all hope for things. If you're a believer, there's things you hope for that hopefully line up with kingdom pursuits, with kingdom exploits. If you have been born again, and you have the Holy Spirit with you, the Holy Spirit is going to speak to you, and the Holy Spirit will encourage you and prompt you to look for kingdom pursuits. You're not just going to be concerned about your selfish life, about your own little trials and tribulations, about your own problems. As a kingdom warrior, as a born-again believer, the Holy Spirit will start to speak to you about kingdom pursuits. Maybe you would like to aspire to be an elder of the church. Maybe you'd like to aspire to be a deacon or a women's leader. Maybe you'd like to aspire to be a missionary. The Holy Spirit will start to speak to you, so the things that you hope for will be kingdom pursuits. And so the Bible says here that faith is the substance of things hoped for. Maybe you haven't done anything in the kingdom and you're just wondering, where can I start? So you hope that the Holy Spirit will start to reveal to you what God's plan for your life is. Well, that's a hope. And the faith, you believe, as we talked before, you believe that God can provide, you believe that God can open doors. You're starting to exercise your faith and you're starting to acknowledge that God can do things that in your flesh, in your natural man, you cannot do. And so the Holy Spirit will encourage you. The Holy Spirit will reveal to you and be an advocate for you. The Holy Spirit will comfort you when you have setbacks, when you have defeats. And so faith is that substance of things hoped for and the evidence or the conviction of things not seen. If you can see it, it doesn't take any faith to believe in it. If you can see it, then you already know that it exists if you can see it in the natural. But what the Holy Spirit will speak to you about is that you can see things, and the Holy Spirit will open up doors in the spirit realm that you can see things that in the natural you haven't seen as yet. When we bought the land out at Makunda here in Kenya, we bought 4 acres of land, and I had a vision in my mind at that time to see a children's home built on that property and see children running around on that property playing and worshiping and learning about the Lord Jesus. And we are taking care of 25 children on a daily basis, sometimes 30, 35, depending on how many are placed there. We've had up to 35, but now we have about 25. And now we've started a children's fun day every other Saturday. We have village children come in and we are feeding about 150 every other Saturday, feeding them a good meal, teaching them about Jesus. And many of these children are Muslim children, and so they're learning about Jesus and then going back and being light in their Muslim households. And so the vision that I had, that I saw in the spirit realm, was that this piece of property would be home to many children and they would be learning about Jesus and we would be taking care of them, feeding some of them. And so this has come to pass. Now you can come to Kenya and you can see it. Go to my Facebook page. You can see pictures of the children and the children's home, and you can see it now in real time in the natural. And we have a children's home there, and it is a beautiful home, beautifully landscaped. The children love it there. They have a good home, people that care for them. And many of these children came from very, very difficult circumstances. Some of them were attacked or in some way physically harmed in their home. Children were molested, and there is a wonderful home now out there at Makunda for these children, and they enjoy their life. They're getting to go to school, they're getting fed, they're getting taken care of. And so when you believe for things that you haven't seen yet, then God says, oh, I love that. That is the conviction of things not seen, the conviction. You're convinced in your mind that those things will come to pass. You're convinced in your mind that these things will happen and you will see it someday in the natural realm. Well, I've got many stories about how God has provided for crusade money, and we book the crusades, we schedule the crusades many times without much money in the bank, and we depend on the people of God supporting this ministry. We depend on the people of God supporting the crusades, supporting the children's home, and all the missions that we have going on here in Africa. One time in 2011, I had a big crusade scheduled in Nairobi, in Kibera, big slum in Nairobi. We were planning a 5-day crusade there, and so I was needing $10,000 to fill out the budget, finish out paying for the crusade. The crusade itself was over $10,000, but on this certain Monday, just 3 or 4 weeks before the crusade, I had set the money would have to be in the men's hands over in Kenya on this particular Monday. And so I went to a church to preach on Sunday. I was a visiting preacher at a church on Sunday, and I said to the people, there was just a small congregation there, I said to the people, by Monday, by tomorrow, I need $10,000 to finish out the budget. for that crusade over there in Kibera. And by the grace of God, when I finished preaching, a man came up and stood there beside me at the podium, and he said, "Jim, I have $10,000. I'll go out to my truck right now and write you out a check." And by the grace of God, he did that, and we sent that money over to Kenya. We had a great crusade there. 2011, we had 700 people come to the Lord in that Kibera crusade, in a five-day crusade. And so God can provide for you, and you just have to step out with the faith, believing, being convinced in your own mind and believing that what God says in His Word is true. And you can't doubt, you have to just believe that what He says, His Word, is truth. And when you believe the Word and you believe it is true and you step out and activate your faith, believing that Word, God will not let you down. He will supply what He has said He will supply. Well, in verse 2, in Hebrews 11, it says, for by faith, the elders obtained a good testimony. And so we think about the elders, not only the elders of old, of the Old Testament, the elders of the kingdom of God, of Noah and of King David and Solomon and Job, all the elders of old, they obtained a good testimony because all of them stepped out in great faith. All of them believed in the promises of God, and they are up in heaven right now. Jesus' blood redeemed them by the blood that He shed on the cross. All those elders have been redeemed. You will meet them in heaven. If you go up there, if you are there, you will meet them in heaven. And so the elders obtained a good testimony. When you meet the Apostle Paul in heaven, you will hear his testimony, and he will tell you about all the trips, all the dangers that he endured, all the persecution, the trials, the stonings, the being out in the deep, day and night in the deep, and attacks by wild beasts. You'll hear that testimony, beloved, and you can know for sure that if you step out and do something great for the kingdom of God, you will have a testimony. You will have a testimony. I could tell stories all day long, all night long, about things that have happened to me in Africa where God has delivered me from danger. God has delivered me from trials, and not just self-preservation, but also how the kingdom of God changed people's lives, how the kingdom of God and the power of Jesus' blood, the power of the resurrection, has changed people's lives and brought people to a knowledge of Jesus Christ. And so that is the purpose of the message of the gospel. It's to see lives changed. It's to see people brought to the Lord. It's to see people be transformed and get rid of their addictions, get rid of their bondage, get rid of witchcraft here in Africa. Is very big, and get rid of all that stuff, get it out of their life, get it out of their family, get it out of their village, and eventually the whole nation then can be transformed by the Word of God. And so that is our goal, that is what we strive for, that is what we long for, and that keeps us going here in Kenya. So Hebrews 11:6, I'm going to close with this passage of Scripture. It's very powerful. It says in 11:6, "But without faith it is impossible to please God. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." Beloved, if you're not sure if God is there, you're going to have a struggle in your life. You're praying to your ceiling instead of God. If you're not sure if he's there, you're going to have a struggle getting healing because you aren't sure if God is a healing God. You're not sure if he cares about you, if he loves you. I tell you today, it is impossible to please God without faith. But if you have faith, you can please God because you can start to step out in ways that you had never imagined for yourself. You can start to step out in ways that will bring kingdom glory, glory of God, and bring kingdom glory to the people that you minister to, And it may be something small. You may just be doing something in a church. You may be visiting people in the hospital. You may be taking a neighbor a dish of food when they're sick, something small. But step out, do something in faith, believing that God is going to reward you because you diligently seek Him, because you believe that God is who He says He is, and you believe that God is there for you because He loves you. God is love, and He loves you. Beloved, understand that God loves you. He cares about you. And when you step out in faith, then you start to show your love for God as well. And so we thank the Lord for faith. We thank the Lord that He has given us all a measure of faith and the ability to build on that measure of faith. Well, I hope you enjoyed this message. See what you can do for the kingdom in terms of stepping out in faith this week. See what you can do to bring glory to God by your faith exercise as you pray and as you look at your life and see what God has for you in this realm. Gather the Outcast is a listener-supported radio ministry. We thank the Lord for that. We invite you to partner with this ministry. We'd love to hear from you. We encourage you to support this ministry, not only to keep the radio broadcast going, but also the projects we have in Africa. We'd love to hear from you. Sit down today, write out a check of support, give us a note of encouragement, and we will be blessed, you will be blessed, and the kingdom of God will be blessed. Stay tuned for contact information coming up at the end of this broadcast. Thank you for listening again. God bless you. Tune in again next week. Have a great week.